You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is Cami Chaos from Strange Love Live, and my husband is a peanut.
Shut up! I'm trying to do a voiceover!
I'm Dr. Normal, and I'm a peanut. Welcome to IRC FM, and here's your host, the man with the largest Johnson in Australia.
Johnson, Johnson, Johnson. Paul. Johnson, Johnson.
IRC.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 33 of IRC FM, coming to you from Birthday Central. It's the Happy Birthday IRC special, and this week we're going to have a bit of a birthday theme, a bit of an IRC theme to continue the Festival of IRC. That will be in this show, Blast from the Past, and also Judy's Blast FM. In the Channel IRC studio, we have my mum, Judy. Hello.
Hello, happy birthday.
Thank you. And in the studio as well, we have Anastasia, the Nabaztag bunny, and she'll maybe say something a bit later. And on Skype, we have Sean Owen Jen from Hyper Nonsense, and we have Richard from the Wasting Time podcast. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, IRC, what's going on?
This is episode 33 of IRC Pod. Got some really great music lined up. Normally, I choose all the music for IRC FM from my music partners, Juice Management and Promotion, the PodSafe Music Network, Aerial Publicity, IOTA, and also MusicSubmit.com. But on this particular occasion, I've chosen the first couple, and Mum's chosen the other songs.
Yay, that's right. I took over.
And so what sort of songs have you picked out?
Well, I thought I'd start off with some songs because you work or volunteer on the Rural Fire Services. And so I picked some songs with sirens in them. And I was quite surprised really because I thought there would be more songs with sirens and stuff in it. But there was a very small limit of them. And I only got three that are instrumentals. And I got one that's actually someone singing. So you have to put up with that today. And then I thought I'd chuck in a very special different song today. And it's a happy birthday song and it's a cappella. And it's a really nice happy birthday tune. So we thought instead of sticking to the same old everyday happy birthday song, it's a happy birthday with a difference.
The happy birthday song that you can't necessarily play, but, you know, people do their own versions and all mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. And this is actually the first time that we've had a live audience via Skype. I know, Shauna, you're pretty good at commenting on IRC FM. How are you finding the music?
Well, I haven't heard any music this episode.
No, we thought we'd get you in early, see?
Hey, listen, I tune into IRC FM for less talk, more rock. Let's get on with it.
Ooh! Where's the chicken? Get off the grass.
So this first song, let's get straight. It's going to be an unusual episode, folks, but it's all good.
With a difference.
Don't forget to check us out, IRCFM.com, HyperNonsense.com, and WastingTimePodcast.com. Let's get straight into the music, as Sean O so easily put it. We'll have to cut that as a promo, Sean O. This one is called On Modern Men, and it's by Quiet Company. You're listening to episode 33 of IRC FM.
Place them in the hands of liars that will forget you when
And that was On Modern Men by Quiet Company, coming to us from Austin, Texas. And Quiet Company have even found themselves on rotation by MTV Canada, which is a very interesting fact indeed. Of course, you can go to the show notes at irkfm.com and find out more about each of the artists. Now, one of the reasons why I decided to do Irk FM in the first place is that on the Wasting Time podcast, Richard would play some music during his show, and it was through him that I found Aerial Publicity. And then on the IrkPod roundtables, IrkPod is my talk show, people like Shauno and Jen and Richard would come on, and every hour or so we'd play a bit of music. And then I thought, you know, all this great music is going to waste, so why not do a music show? Hey, Rich, have you ever thought of doing a music show yourself, mate, and not doing the talking? Or doing music in addition to talking?
I'm sort of thinking about doing a best of music show of all the best music that I've played over the 2 years.
That'd be pretty cool, because some of the artists that I've played, I found via you, and I found Aerial Publicity via you, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, I'm definitely stealing this track for one of my upcoming shows.
Awesome. Feel free to. I'll have to send you the details for that. Of course, the details are also on the show notes. And Jen, with your podcast Inside My Head, you play a bit of music. I reckon you should do a music show too.
Maybe I will. Every once in a while I do an episode that's mostly just music and very little of me talking. But I don't know. I barely seem to manage to get Inside My Head out once a week, so I don't know if I'd be able to do a music show as well, but I'll think about it.
I already feel like Jen's podcast is primarily a music podcast. I think it more, if you want to plug it into an equation, I think there's more music per episode than there is of her talking usually.
I do put in like 3 or 4 songs each
one.
I agree.
And of course, the person sitting next to me has a music show as well with Judy's Blast FM. How's that going?
Good, real good. I'm starting to get pull a few teeth, rearranged a few things, and I'm getting quite confident now. And I've even heard from a couple of the artists, so that makes me feel even better because they've sent me emails and things. So following Kelly Ritchie along, and she sent me a nice big newsletter the other day, so it's good, all good.
Awesome. So let's continue with Irk FM episode 33. This particular song is called Somewhere in Between, and it's by Johnny Cooper. You're listening to Irk FM.
I wonder if I'm too young for this. Is this my only chance, a hit or miss? Contemplating complicated situations I may regret. She steps into the light, I stop and stare. The mood is strange, the change, I can feel it in the air. Infatuation, strong temptation, love is waiting everywhere. And finally I know right where it needs to be. Yes, somewhere in between. Yes, somewhere in between. Oh, and finally I know right where it needs to be. Yes, somewhere in between. Somewhere in between you and me.
No, I don't wanna be broke. I'm fighting just to win. But I don't wanna be the joke of reality TV. See, I'm just driven to make a living with what I'm given. Live peacefully. Left or right, right or wrong, tell me where do you stand? Agree to disagree, can I hear a name? Contradicting, controversial conversation where nobody wins. Oh, oh, and finally I know right where it needs to be. Yeah, somewhere in between. Yeah, somewhere in between.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Five Australian podcasts in 30 seconds. Am I mad? Yes, I am. All of them must go. Ekpod, talking, crazy, crazy, crazy. Echo FM, music, must go, out the door. Blast from the past, all old-time memories must go. Echo Romeo Kilo, all ambient noise reduced. Blast FM, exploding. All these shows must go now. Go, 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 now, now, to channelwork.com.
Welcome back to IRC FM, and that is the new version of the 30 seconds channel IRC promo, which is now in 15 seconds, and thank you to Squeak for the idea for that one.
Yay, yeah.
It feels strange. I'm used to having someone else in the studio with me because I produce Judy's Blast FM. But it's rather strange having a audience via Skype at the time. What do you think about that, Skype audience?
I think anytime I'm involved in something, it's awesome.
Yay. I do too. Should be more of it.
You know, we're more than happy to have you anytime, Shauna.
The phone's always open.
And, of course, if you would like to voicemail me, you can, Inside Australia, 02-80-03-6905, or for my American friends out there, 661-524-5375, 661-524-5IRC. And anyone who wants to call and leave me a message for any of the Channel IRC shows, including IRC Pod, Echo Romeo Kilo, IRC FM, Blast from the Past, or Judy's Blast FM, feel free to call those numbers. Now, we've finished with the tracks that I've selected for the episode, and now we're about to go on to the Judy selections. And this first one...
That's the best part of the show.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
What, me playing the promo?
No, me recording the show.
So what's this next one you selected this one?
Yes, it's called Wrecked on the Sirens, and it's by Barrett. This one's a wheelbarrow one. Tagliarino. Sorry about that. It's Tagliarino.
Now, I don't know how many sirens were in that one, but that one certainly featured some good guitars, didn't it?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. You like that, Shauna? Would you like that?
Yeah, it sounded really good. Rich and I were commenting on the during the special show that we do over Skype while you guys are listening to the songs.
All right.
We were commenting that it sounded a lot like an instrumental, a pretty well-known instrumental guitar player named Eric Johnson.
All right. Don't know him.
No, it sounds like a bit of a discussion that we've already had once today, but no, that was quite good. Jen, you're a fan of the guitar as well?
Yeah, like it sounded song? Great.
So awesome. I can do something right?
No, that was cool. You know, I wasn't expecting any sirens or anything. Probably your best source of sirens would be listening to Rolly with Dark Compass. He always seems to have at least one siren go past while he's recording.
Well, we get a lot here, but not at the moment. It's usually later in the day.
I'm surprised. We've never, while we've been recording all these shows, we have a few cars going past and
helicopters.
Yeah, I was about to mention the helicopters occasionally going over to the hospital, but I don't recall hearing any sirens. But, you know, it's only young. It's only episode 33 of IRC FM, so who knows? And so this next song is another siren song. It's called Sirens of Solace, and it's by If.
It's another instrumental.
Thank you.
Hi, I am Dina, 25 years old. I am looking for man for long-term relations. I am from Russia. I live in St. Petersburg. Dina.
It's hyper nonsense.
Clearly a junk mail, I think.
That's kind of funny.
But it's still kind of
long-term
funny.
Long-term relations?
I kind of like the prospect of long-term relations over, say, a long-term relationship.
Yeah, but long-term relations?
Of course, if I had to fly back and forth to St. Petersburg,
it'd be a long-term relation just trying to get there.
Exactly.
That's great.
Hypernonsense.com.
Hello, Dina.
It still surprises me every time I hear that on someone's show. It's like, oh my God, there's my voice with the weird Russian accent.
I hope you got a big bank book, Sean.
What? I'm sorry?
I hope you got a big bank book for that relationship.
Yeah. I rack up a lot of frequent flyer miles.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Between here and St. Petersburg.
I reckon.
So what happened with that? It was just an email and Jen, you just...
It was one of those junk spam email things you get, you know, with women from Russia or from wherever that are looking for man for long-term relation and things like that.
Yeah, I just
read it off one day because it just sounded so ridiculous. Mm. And this was back before we were doing As the Type Moves and all that. So it was like just something random we did and had a good time with and laughed at, and now it's in a promo and all over the place.
Oh, random.
Yeah,
world.
We really need a new promo.
You're going to have to do something based on when the type moves. That's really cool.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, there's got to be something good in there.
I'm sure there is. You still here, Rich?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Now, I've got a special one for you because I don't think you've actually made a promo for your podcast, but this next clip is going to probably do as a promo, I think. It'll bring back a lot of memories for a few of us. It's when Irk and Richard got together Wasting Time podcast studio.
Man, this is, if this ain't a train wreck, I don't know what it is. Meow.
Hey, but this is what the show is.
You want some?
Yeah, let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, what?
Richard's want some been what? Stalling for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, no. Right. And then, you know, the weird part is Australians never even seen the Foster's commercials. Unless they knew about them and looked them up on YouTube. And let's see how this big bad boy opens here.
No.
Oh, it's got a good sound. And of course, you know. Does beer work good in computers?
You just feel it. Uh-oh.
No, you know what it did? Instead of going into the cup, it went all over my school notebook.
Uh-oh.
What the? I'll do it over here. It must have been, you know, I wasn't pouring it correctly.
Yeah, stop there, because it'll have some head.
You gotta have at least a sip.
No, I'll have a sip. There's no drink.
What is that? You telling me nothing's wrong with that can?
What do you mean nothing?
It's dribbling all over the place. It's like it's retarded.
That might have been because we've had it out of the fridge for a while and how you washed it.
It's all over my pants now. Holy crap.
You sure it'd be?
Okay.
Cheers, Rich.
Yeah. Let's see how this works.
Oh.
Because you can't see us drinking on live, you know, radio, podcast, shit. That's not bad.
Oh, that's not a catfish. Oh, my God.
Yes, the aftertaste.
Oh. That has got to be... Hang on, let me just do this just to make sure it wasn't a fluke.
Oh, wait a minute. I just shut the camera off. Instead of hitting the picture button. All right, hang go on, for I'll it. Just... He's taking a drink, mate. Oh, he's doing it. He's doing it. Oh, we got it. We got it. It's all over.
God damn it, that's awful.
We have a man down.
Medic! Oh, man, that is the worst. That is the worst thing that I've ever tasted in my entire... Now you know why I don't like beer.
Water.
Water! Oh, man, it's in my moustache, too.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. There you have it. That's why Australians do not drink Foster's.
Don't blame them.
I don't know if I'd be typical because I don't drink beer anyway, but oh man, that was awful.
Now I'm finding that better than the first time I ever drank Foster's. Let me sample this in the correct beer way.
Hang on, I'll get
you don't snort it like a heroin.
Yeah, peanut rich.
It's got a good smell. I can smell. I guess it's hops, or they make beer out of.
It doesn't even say the ingredients on there.
Koalapiss.
He's got koalas on the brain, this guy.
There we go. Yeah, man. A photo off again.
It's crocodile piss.
There we go.
It's not that bad.
Bring back some memories, Rich.
Yeah, you know, it's really something. If Australians really knew, you know, all the stereotyping that Americans did with their beer and with the Crocodile Jack guy or Crocodile Dundee guy and everything else. I mean, if you guys saw the commercials, you'd go, Foster's ain't Australian for beer. And it all started with the koalas and the wallabies with a cartoon, an American cartoon called Rocco's Modern Adventures, or Rocco's Modern Life, that they used to show on a channel called Nickelodeon, and Rocco was a talking wallaby. And Irk got to see a little bit of it when he was here, but for some reason, you know, wallabies and wallabies and koalas are cool little animals.
And there we go. We had a bit of a taste of my trip to America, and that's probably, I know the person sitting next to me says that was the highlight of my American trip for her.
It was. I thought it was so funny. Should have it on a replay button, so when I'm feeling down, I can just put it on. It makes me laugh. I think it's fantastic. I'm going to send you a trophy, Rich. I'll have to get a kangaroo on the top. Send him a trophy.
Indeed. Let's get onto the next song. But I thought that some people may not know why we've got Sean O'Jan and Richard on. And, you know, these three people have been really supportive of everything on Channel Lurk. And that promo there definitely gave us a bit more of an idea. This next song, I need another siren song. Let's see if we can pick up a siren in this one. This is called Call of the Sirens, and it's by Mike Draxa.
And it's an instrumental. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Channel Irk, five great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk at IrkPod. Music variety at IrkFM. FM. Blast from the past.
Back in my day.
Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift.
Ambient noise with Echo Romeo Kilo. And Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel Irk, five great Australian podcasts in the one location, www.channelirk.com.
This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting, which you will find at musicpodcasting.org. The Association is a group of over 50 like-minded podcasters who showcase great pod-safe music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada, through the UK, France, Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and Australia. The music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations. Blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal, we've got all the genres, a truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Each Monday we produce Amped, a weekly digest of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week there's a new host, and for them as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Not only will you hear great new music, but it's a perfect way to discover great new podcasts, such as Dark Horse Radio from Cheshire in the UK. You can subscribe to all of the AMP podcasts for free. So, point your browser to musicpodcasting.org and subscribe today. It's free. It would be rude not to.
From afar, sirens, 100% of dictators are lying. I tell the truth. The siren's going off, something's going down. Smash it down, crash it up, it's riding down. We brought the peace, so don't bring the gun. Cause it's just one bomb and we're all done.
Welcome back to IRC FM, and that was The Void with Sirens. What's hilarious, Rich?
It really is a whole other show on Skype.
And I'm sure Richard's recording.
Oh, yes. You know how you had the German commercials with the techno music and... You know, the Saturday Night Live skit where the guy's like, you know, you want to phantom my monkey? Well, we got the Australian techno, and, you know, the guy comes out and goes, hey, you want to pet my koala? There, you know. Even though it sounded better with the music going on.
Good, yeah. It was Spider-Man, but it was funny.
Do you know what? I've never seen a koala bear live. And I live in Australia.
I have.
Have you?
That's okay. I've never been to the Sears Tower until Erk came to Chicago.
Really? The Jefferson Tower, or what is it called now? The Willis Tower.
That's it.
Call it going into Lake Michigan any day now, Tower.
Sinking.
Don't you hate it when they call something after a sponsor?
Yeah, like all the baseball fields out here. Yeah. Like what, Cellular Field and all that? Shit.
And then you have to, you know, when they change a sponsor, you have to change the name of the stadium, and then you have to change all the signs, and in my case, you'd have to change, like, train maps and everything like that as well, so...
Well, they do that out in Chicago. I mean, the Wrigley Field's the only one that has its original name. I mean, everything else is White Sox Cellular Field.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Tinley Park is the, Allstate Arena was the Rosemont Horizon. The World Music Theater in Tinley Park, that was some bankrupt company.
Isn't it named after a bank now?
Yeah. It is hard, and they sell out to make the money.
So if everyone had to name something after themselves, what would they choose to?
Horseyville.
So there's a horse there.
Mm.
Shauna, what would you have something named after you?
I think maybe a pizza parlor would be apropos, but outside of that, I don't know. I've always said I'd love to get some kind of building or a park or something named after me. That's one of the only ways you can really stay immortal. You know?
I had a horse called after me.
Every time somebody goes by something, you have to say her name.
Son las cinco de la tarde.
My God, that is like
it's five in the afternoon. That's what that was.
Oh, I thought you assigned you was
son las cinco en la tarde. It's five in the afternoon.
Why don't you tell us the story of the bunny... Of the bunny, Jen.
What?
Tell us tell our listeners who may not understand why Bunny just went off. Tell everyone the bunny story.
The bunny story? Like how you got the bunny or why it's in Spanish?
The bunny story.
The bunny story. Well, Shadow and I have a bunny named Vanya that talks every hour and tells news and all of that. And we use it on the Hyper Nonsense podcast. And we've been using that for a while, and you liked it so well that you picked up Anastasia the bunny, who is speaking Spanish for some reason today. And I'm not sure what else I'm supposed to say.
No, that's all right. I mainly have her during my talk podcast, IRC Pod, but considering that it's an unusual show today, I thought that I'd get some use out of Bunny and turn her on and let her do whatever she's going to do.
She's got to pay her board somehow.
I like the Spanish she's using.
Erk did that just for you. Because we no speaking no Spanish.
And why don't you, and why don't you tell us the story about Canada, Shauna?
Well, at some point way back I don't even know, it was like episode 42 or something. We were talking about that vast wasteland, I mean country.
Go on, mate. I was only laughing.
I don't know. I don't. Oh.
Is he gone?
They're gone.
Oh, really?
He's right with the partial wasteland.
What's the Canadian version of the CIA, Rich?
ICA?
Maybe they got to him, but Shauna was about to explain why he calls Canada Canadia, and him gone.
Gone.
So let's go to another song, and I'll sort that out in the meantime. It's a happy birthday edition of IRC FM, and I'm having a bit of fun, and, you know, I love to podcast and hang out with these guys, so why not have a bit of fun? We're going to move on to our train songs now, but before that, the last song that you heard was The Void, and it was called Sirens, and the song before that was Call of the Sirens, and that actually did have sirens in it, which was quite cool. But we move on to the train songs. This is Two Trains Coming by Chris Randall. You're listening to a very train wreck edition of IRC FM.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I live
live on the other side of the tracks. And I don't know if I can ever stop that lost old dream. Wrong slow dream. I go and sit down on the side of the rail and sing a blue song, make a heart wail. Long slow dream, long slow dream. To cross on over, you have to proceed. Don't get run over and you'll get what you need. It's for the better, and better you will. So keep on praying, doing the right thing. Long slow train.
the PA off.
Good.
Welcome back. Hello. Welcome back to ERK FM. And Shaunae, did the Canadian CIA come and get you, mate?
Must have been something, because right after we had that little discussion there, our network went down. So, yeah, somebody must have rolled out of their igloo and called a denial of service attack against our IP address.
So why don't you tell us the story of Canada?
Well, there isn't really much of a story to it. Like I said, we were talking about the country that is to the north of the United States once a while ago. And
is that called Iceland?
That yes.
Iceland, yes.
Yes. And just instead of saying the way that it appears on maps frequently, I decided to say Canada. And it's one of those things that stuck. And actually, one of the regular, well, former regular listeners of a podcast, I don't think he listens anymore, but he said he actually went up there for a few weeks and was, you know, saying Canada regularly, and that most of the people that he met found it amusing and enjoyable to say it that way. So I think this is a grassroots movement that we need to get started here.
Mm-hmm. And of course, because of me, you've got other people saying it on their podcasts as well.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Viral. It spreads.
Irk is the Canada evangelist. He came from another country specifically to come here to America, to go around and spread the change for the name of that country to Canada. He hasn't said this name. He emailed me secretly. He hasn't said it to anybody else. That's the whole reason that he came to America, was just so we could go and spread the wonderment that is Canada.
And he needed to find Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Well,
I think Jesus found him a few times.
Yeah, we have Jesus in abundance over here, that's for sure. Yes.
Well, you see, we had to get back at Canada because they sent us, you know, wonderful people like Bryan Adams and Celine Dion and,
One of the last bands I was in, I used to always crack a joke. We played Summer of 69, which is, if you play in a band that plays covers, is like, people love it. It's like, it really is lightning in a bottle, that song. And I used to always announce it as this was the unofficial national anthem of Canada. I don't know if anybody ever got the joke, but I thought it was funny.
that's quite cool. I like that. And, you know, there's a few people that are saying Canada now after me. We managed to get Cammy on Strange Love Life to say that was funny, in a couple of the other shows as well. So when you think about it, it does make sense, especially when the people are called Canadians.
Exactly
right. You come from, you know, you're Canadian, you must come from Canada.
Exactly
right. And speaking of Canada, in a couple of weeks I'll be starting the IRC FM United Nations tour, where every couple of weeks I'll be featuring music from a different country, and Canada is one of those countries. And we've actually had quite a few Canadian artists on IRC FM, including Decade of Sleep. Next week we'll be featuring Natalie Brown, and there's quite a few others as well that are playing some quite excellent music. Next week's show is another lady show. I quite enjoy putting those lady shows together and seeing the variety of music that they're putting out. The last song that we heard was called Long Slow Train by Mark Christopher, and it's been an interesting birthday episode of IRC FM. Back to the regular format next week. We've had a good couple of weeks here on IRC FM with the instrumental show last week and now this particular show. If you like it, ladies and gentlemen, let me know. Or if you don't like it, let me know as well. IRCpod@gmail.com, or send me a voicemail. Inside Australia 02-8003-6905, or Inside America 661-524-5375. 661-524-5IRC. So to finish up, we're going to thank our special guest, Judy, in the studio. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Especially considering that you picked most of the music for this week's show. I think you did a pretty good job.
Thank you. Even though there wasn't many sirens, but tried.
That's all good. And we can also hear you on Blast from the Past and also Judy's Blast FM.
That's right.
All of that via channelwork.com.
Yep.
And thank you to Sean O and Jen from Hyper Nonsense.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Irk. It was fun, and happy birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños, Irk.
I'll Trust that said happy birthday. Is that what
you... Yes.
No, she was talking dirty in your ear in front of Shauna. Right.
One can only wish. And, of course, we can find Shauna and Jen on the really, really funny Hyper Nonsense podcast that we heard a bit earlier, hypernonsense.com. And glad you enjoyed the show, guys. It was like a last-minute decision to... have you guys on, but considering we were already doing Blast from the Past, why not?
It was fun.
And also thank you to Richard Jeffries from the Wasting Time podcast. Thanks, Rich.
Oh, you're welcome, and happy birthday.
Thanks mate. It's been a real pleasure, a real journey, and it's been really good to be able to do something like podcasting that's, you know, brought a few of us together and apart.
And it's also come up with the possible creation of a new show where we're going to mix the commentary and smartassness of Mystery Science Theater 3000, but we're going to do it to music.
Oh, really? Do tell.
The first ever live music commentary podcast.
Okay. So to finish up, we're going to have a birthday song. And this is a birthday song that Judy's picked out for me. Who's it by?
AJ and the Frozen Tundra Blues Band.
And let's have a bit of audience participation with this one.
I don't know the words. How can we?
Well, there's probably a bit that says happy birthday in there somewhere.
Could you repeat the name again, please?
Happy birthday.
No, the name of the song.
Happy yes. birthday.
Or did you want the artist?
What was the band?
AJ and the Frozen Tundra Blues Band.
That's okay. What they're from Canada.
Sounded like a Graham Kennedy bird call from Shauna there.
He's laying an egg.
I picture them from being like from Antarctica or something, or New Zealand.
I just picture him being from Wisconsin, Rich.
And you know what? I did the show notes for this episode the other day.
That's a quality joke if you're from Illinois.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Good day.
Good day,
mate. You won't believe it, but the denial of service attack continues, so they could well indeed be Canadian after Shauna's little comment earlier. I went to their MySpace page, and it says, invalid friend ID. This user has either cancelled their membership or their account has been deleted. Oops.
Ooh. Apparently their iceberg melted.
They sunk. That's why they were frozen.
They're swimming with the penguins now.
They could say that they're true victims of global warming.
So unfortunately, we can't tell you where AJ and his frozen band are from. But let's have the song anyway. This is the weirdest episode of Irk FM ever, but...
Yay, different, see?
But it's different, exactly. And coming up very soon, I'll be hosting episode 194 of Amp New Music Weekly, which is going to be rather cool. And I should mention that the voice for this week for the Amped promo was Alan from Dark Horse Radio. So here's the birthday song, audience participation, welcome.
Oh my God, you're not going to believe where this fucking band is from.
Where are they from?
They're on Mevio. They're from Cottage Grove, Minnesota.
That's first place labor.
And they're listed as blues rock, funk, and metal.
I said they were blues.
And how old are you? I don't think you want to know how old I am, AJ.
35.
And they have lovely song titles such as Human Misery, Suffering, Pain, and Death, Machine Gun War, and It's Your Lucky Day Now.
Happy birthday to you.
Tammy Carr should be singing this song.
What, like, happy birthday, Mr. President?
It's kind of like that.
You know? Yeah, that's why I picked it out.
This version is somehow much creepier.
Somehow.
Yeah. They also have a song called Home, Home, All Alone.
Wonder why.
We can all figure out which way that song goes.
Is he trying to be sexy?
Well, this
guy. Oh, no, it's creepy.
Are we live?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
That's what I said, audience participation, Rich.
Well, you got participation.
I think I've participated enough on this one.
Rich thought we were still doing our special Skype-only show.
If you didn't hear, the band AJ and the Frozen Tundra Blues Band is from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, in the good old United States of America.
I drove through Minnesota.
I'm sorry.
The bottom half. Don't apologize, Rich. I was on the way to see you, so.
That's why I said sorry.
Well, you have to go through hell before you get to heaven.
That's what it sounds like after a couple of Fosters.
He sounds like he's on a Xanax or something trying to sing happy birthday.
Want to pet my moose?
No, you're koala bear. Harry. You.
There's a reason why MySpace, who never kicks a band off or kills a spam artist, got rid of this band.
They're a little scary. I wonder if he was trying to do like the Marilyn Monroe thing and just kind of went really wrong.
Well, that's what I thought when I first played it.
Didn't I actually sing
my... Where's the chicken?
You know, I'm kind of interested in hearing the human misery, suffering, pain, and death song from the band.
I'm sure this isn't it.
You just called me a bum.
Oh, no.
It's the first time I heard that bit. I actually think that I did the whole Marilyn Monroe thing when I called you for your birthday, Jen, come to think of it.
Yeah, I think you kind of did. It was hard to hear. We were in a restaurant when you called.
What was the name of that song, Rich? I'll have to look it up.
What?
It's on Mevio. It's called Human Misery, Suffering, Pain, and Death.
I'll have to look that up.
And there's also a song called Home, Home, All Alone.
And they're not emo, really?
Happy
birthday to you. Very good.
Their categories are blues, rock, funk, and metal.
Those are some genres that really needed to be mixed.
He sounds like he's going to, like, murder someone after he's done singing.
Hey, Rich, are there any acapella / death metal groups on Mevio Music Alley or Mariachi / death metal? Because
I'm sure there are.
Vain.
In the Human Misery song, he sounds like he's trying to impersonate Bob Dylan.
Oh, my.
Okay, I have that particular song.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Now, this is a bonus song. Because we won't
get... Instant request.
Yeah. Instant feedback. Here we go. Human Misery, Suffering, Pain, and Death.
Especially for Richard.
Of increase in human misery, suffering, pain, and death that results.
Right comes human misery, suffering, pain, and death.
We progressives.
The right causes human misery.
Audience participation
pain and death.
Which is, in truth, based on nothing but greed.
Orly.
With increase in human misery, suffering, pain, and death that results. We progressive.
Oh, that's awful.
Wow.
You requested it.
You asked for it, Rich.
You know, I bet they didn't have a title for the song. It all sounds so ham-handedly partisan
that it would be laughable if it weren't so damaging.
Have we heard enough?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's
funny. Shawnee?
Yeah, I think
see.
Just what you could say about the Bush administration in so many areas. Their actions
See, the problem was is on the Mevio page, the player was screwing up real bad, and it's told me it was playing that song. So there's other songs from this band where the guy's like trying to impersonate Bob Dylan and doing a very poor job of it.
It says here that his influences are Bob Seger, Bruce Springsteen, Sammy Hagar, and Slave Raider.
Okay.
Let's see what Machine Gun War sounds like. Machine Gun War, it's a metal song. Machine Gun War, what's good for? Absolutely nothing. Neocons fighting wars, money whores. Machine Gun Wars, what the good for?
This had to have been designed with all the Queen Doom. The world police can't say America
is not a way. Did anyone ever see that episode of South Park, Chin Pokemon? That's exactly what this sounds like. Neocons fighting
wars. For money whores. That's actually painful to the ears.
That is, yeah.
Now that I've figured out the first 10 plugins to Audacity, I can write a song.
And I can repeat the same two phrases over and over again.
You know, if you're going to...
I find that this is highly affiligent and educationist for my brain, because I'm smart.
You need to get some of that. You know, if you're going to remake somebody else's song, at least have a purpose.
Hey, Shauna, you know what you should do? You should actually release the Skype version of this as your next episode of Hyper Nonsense.
That's not such a bad idea, Eric. Who knows? It could happen.
And that band is going to be the first band on our Music Mystery Science Theater 2009.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So as
Pod you know, Music Slaughter.
You know, it is not easy to write a song. I've tried.
Pod Save Music Slaughterhouse.
You know, to be a musician, it is not easy playing an instrument or to actually formulate, you know, words into lyrics. But that was just god awful, and there was nothing original about that.
You just got pwned.
The next Rick, even the Rick roll is easier to take than that.
Oh, yeah.
Should we even try? It's your lucky day now.
What?
Try what?
It's your lucky day now.
This has got to be the most podcast plays this band has probably had.
Oh, my God. I'm going to like look up the show and be like, oh, yeah. No.
You're gonna be like, we made it. We made it, finally.
Hey man,
we're number one on Mevio, dude. Yeah. Get the Casio out.
Get out the wine.
That's a song, apparently. Oh.
It's your lucky day now. Yeah, it's lucky day.
What's great about this band is that the music is funny with you don't even like it doesn't even have to you don't have to say anything about it.
There's no way this is a band. You could not get five or four or five people together to pull this off.
one guy and, like, you know, synthesizer, just those loops on Apple just going.
Well, there's no way he's using an Apple product. It's got to be a Windows product.
Oh, come on, bitch, get off the grass. Hashtag get off my lawn.
Steve Jobs is trying to revoke this guy's creativity license.
Hey, Rich, I just figured out what it is, actually. It's Songsmith.
Oh, no. Yep, he got a beta version of Songsmith.
I think we've had enough of that guy.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, for some people, computers are deadly.
So you've been listening.
Auto-tune can only do so much.
Exactly. You've been listening to a very strange episode of Hyper Nonsense. I didn't choose the Happy Birthday song, although it sounded a lot better the first time that I listened to it. I actually picked this particular one out of the three that Mum picked for this show. And who knows? I had no idea that this show was going to end the way that it did, but hey, it's a special show. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Come back next week for the regular IRC FM show.
Normal?
Regular? I don't know. It's been a long day.
Sounds like a mob of drunks.
Hey, drunk music podcasting. I'm sure someone has done that before.
Yeah, Jen.
Oh, no. No one ever, ever podcasts while drunk. Never.
So until next time, whether you hear the Skype version of this on Hyper Nonsense or not, because the way that I've got this mixer set up is that I can turn off the Skype channel, I can turn off the studio microphone channels, and Shauno and Jen and Richard can have a discussion between themselves. And Richard records it, because Richard records everything. So who knows, you might be hearing this on Hyper Nonsense or even in
Wasting Time.
Or even on the Wasting Time podcast, who knows? So until next time, let's say goodbye to AJ and let's say goodnight, Interweb.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. Looking for more IRC? Go to channelIRC.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.